So the Derry/Londonderry lady who was captured on camera being left on a road by two police officers says she could have been killed. Bridget Mongan, who admits being drunk at the time, says the officers should be sacked. The incident, which is being investigated by the police ombudsman, happened in Derry on St Patrick's Day. Miss Mongan, 23, is an alcoholic, can't remember how she ended up lying on the road, but she says she was horrified when she saw the mobile phone footage on the internet. She's been speaking to Enda McClafferty.
Oh, well, my boyfriend was arrested and then I got a bit upset and the police just got me and threw me over the side of the road. And I just found out there that a bus pulled up alongside of me. And like, I could have been killed, stone dead, because of what they'd done to me. It's unacceptable.
And you were seen in video footage lying on the road. How did you end up lying on the road?
I don't know how I was end up lying on the road. I can't remember the whole lot.
Do you remember getting picked up by the two police officers?
I do, yeah, because I actually seen the CCTV footage yesterday up from the Foyle Haven. Two boys had to come out from there and pick me up and take me upstairs. It was all right, they would have been killed stone dead.
And when the two police officers lifted you off the road and moved you to the side of the road, did they say anything to you?
Not that I can remember. I just remember them throwing me at the side of the road and took off.
When that stage, whenever you were lying in the middle of the road, were you in a vulnerable state then?
Aye, because I was drunk, obviously, yeah, but it doesn't give them the right to throw me. At least they could have put me on the path where I would have been a wee bit safe, but not leave me lying on the middle of a bus in the road, the side of a road, where I could have been killed, stone dead. It's just out of order. Simple as that.
And you say that you got annoyed whenever the police arrested your partner. What exactly did you do?
I was just trying to open the doors. Just being stupid just because I was drunk, but that doesn't give them the right to leave me lying on the side of a road. It's not their job to do it.
And tell me how you felt whenever you actually saw the footage, the video footage of what happened.
I was actually quite upset. I was actually crying. So I was knowing that I could have been, I might even be sitting here today, I could have been dead for sake of him.
What do you think of the two police officers who left you there by the roadside?
They shouldn't have done what they'd done. They should have put me up and put me in the path at least, where I would have been safe, but not leave me lying. I am a human being, you know. They shouldn't have done what they'd done. And then they drove off, leave me lying there.
And what would you like to see happen to those two officers now?
Lose their job. Because if they'd done it to me, they could do it to anybody out there. Leave them lying. What if that bus had to go over top of me? She'd lose her job.
And what would you say to those people who might take the view that you shouldn't have been lying in the middle of a road in the first place?
I was drunk. Whenever I'm drunk, like, I've no control. These things happen, do you know what I mean? I am an alcoholic. It's not a good thing. I'm not proud of it, but unfortunately I am.
What's your experience been of the PSNI in the past? How have they treated you?
Just maybe the same as everybody else when they want to. What they done on Monday was definitely unacceptable. I'm lucky I'm alive.